This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Catholic Church's governing body announced Saturday an influential cardinal and nine others will be tried over alleged financial wrongdoing linked to the purchase of an expensive London property. In a first with the Vatican legal system, Italian Cardinal Angelo Becciu, who was a leading figure in Rome and a close ally of Pope Francis, will appear before a tribunal on July 27th. The 73-year-old was dismissed from a powerful Vatican job last September after Francis told him he had been accused using Vatican charity funds to help his siblings. Becciu will be prosecuted over embezzlement, abuse of power, and witness tampering in the case linked to a scandal concerning a loss-making Vatican investment in central London that happened under his watch. He has always professed his innocence. According to media reports, the Vatican lost several hundred millions of euros on the London property and other bad investments. Hurricane Elsa is moving rapidly towards Haiti and the Dominican Republic on Saturday after cutting power and toppling trees in the Caribbean island nations of Barbados and St. Vincent a day earlier. Later Sunday or Monday, Elsa is expected to be near or over Cuba. Crews working at the collapsed condo building in Surfside, Florida are keeping an eye on Elsa in case winds add to dangers for emergency crews, with the storm possibly there by Tuesday. The storm on Friday blew off roofs on homes, toppled trees, and sparked flooding in Barbados, then pounded St. Vincent with heavy rain and winds of 85 miles per hour, or about 140 kilometers per hour. In August, Hurricane Laura, a Category 4 hurricane, killed 31 people in Haiti and 4 in the Dominican Republic. This is VOA News. South Africa's acting health minister said Saturday the country has approved China's Sinovac COVID-19 vaccine. The country is facing a crippling third wave of infections, with hospitals stressed as the death toll rises to 60,000. The surge in infection in Africa's most industrialized nation has overwhelmed its healthcare system, especially in the main city of Johannesburg, where overworked healthcare personnel struggle to find enough beds for critically ill patients. Just over 5% of South Africans have been vaccinated, or 3.3 million people out of a population of around 60 million. Sinovac's COVID-19 vaccine is emerging as a powerful tool against the virus following initial doubts owing to a lack of transparency in clinical trial data. But data from Uruguay's released last month show it was over 90% effective in reducing both intensive care admissions and deaths, which would align it with other widely recognized vaccines, including Pfizer and Moderna. More than 10 billion pesos, or $204 million in pandemic aid intended for poor Philippine families, is unaccounted for, boxer-turned-Senator Manny Pacquiao said on Saturday, adding this was just one of the discoveries in his corruption investigation. Pacquiao on Thursday accepted Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte's challenge to show evidence of corruption in his government, and the boxing superstar said his findings about missing funds were just one of the things he discovered. Pacquiao finds himself in Duterte's crosshairs after he rallied at alleged corruption in government, as well as the president's friendly relationship with China. The 42-year-old has long been among Duterte's strongest supporters, but he's seen as a possible contender when the leader's six-year term ends next year. One of Sweden's biggest supermarket chains said Saturday it had to temporarily close around 800 stores nationwide after a cyber attack blocked access to its checkouts. Co-op Sweden says the problem was linked to a major cyber attack on U.S. tech company Kaseya on Friday. Kaseya has urged customers to shut down servers running its platform after dozens were hit with ransomware attacks. A wave of ransomware attacks has struck worldwide recently, especially in the United States. The attacks typically involve locking away data in systems using encryption, making companies pay to regain access. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us, Voice of America, on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.